back, ghosts, ghouls, and things that go bump in the night. As I'm sure you are well aware, there are only days left until Halloween, and I, for one, am excited. If you haven't gotten your candy, your pumpkins, or your corn mazes in yet, this weekend's the time to do them. And as we all know, it soon will be time for trick-or-treating. So, I think it's only fair to tell you a trick-or-treat story before that wonderful time of the year commences. So, why don't you sit back, relax, and listen to the cautionary tale of the house on the corner. This house on the corner, as far as anybody knew, was never inhabited. As far back as Esme could remember, this house gave everyone she knew the most eerie and unpleasant feeling. Something was inside, waiting in the depths for its prey. There were rumors and legends about the house and its previous owners, but even Esme's grandparents could never recall anyone ever living there. There were different contradicting accounts on the house's occupants, from criminals to witches, cults and escaped mental patients, all insane dramatic tales of murder, evil, terror, and mystery. The house itself was extremely dilapidated, with peeling paint, ivy growing wild all over, smashed out top story windows and boarded up doors. It had a dark and gloomy air that made people shudder involuntarily when they walked past. Even the mention of the house on the corner made people uncomfortable, and they changed the subject as quickly as they could. Esme was fascinated by the house. She tried to research its history and ask locals different questions, but didn't find any satisfactory answers to explain why it had stood empty for years. Why wasn't it sold or demolished? The council didn't even want to discuss this house and dismissed Esme outright from making any queries on its origins and why it was taking up a decent-sized section on a prime piece of land. Esme knew, on Halloween night, she was going to explore this house. It didn't perturb her the same way it did everyone else. It was just an abandoned house with an unknown history, and that was all. She asked her reluctant friends to come with her, so at least she wasn't completely alone. Only one of them agreed, and Esme used trick-or-treating as an excuse to go out after dark. Her mother's usual refrain was, "Don't go near that damned house, Esme." But Esme had already packed a torch and crowbar in her lolly bag. Esme was dressed as a basic vampire tonight to match with Renee, who was coming with her into the house. She assured her parents that she was most certainly not going anywhere near that house, especially on Halloween. Renee was going to video the whole thing for Esme and put it on their blog. None of the kids believed they were going into that house, so that would be the proof they needed. The street was full of trick-or-treaters, so different witches, werewolves, Frankensteins, Draculas, and skeletons were crossing the street and knocking on different doors, all shrieking and laughing. Esme and Renee were standing in the gloom near the rear of the house, prizing off an old slat of wood on the back window. The nails were old and so rusty they came off easily, and Esme and Renee didn't need to use much force with their crowbar. Esme heaved herself through the window, shining the torch into the interior of what looked like a bedroom. There was an old bed collapsed in the corner, the bedding black with mold, and an old rotting chest of drawers in the other corner. The smell was overwhelming with mildew and mustiness. Ugh! Esme gagged in disgust, leading the way out into the hallway, with an old rotting staircase leading to the level above. She crossed to the room to the right and came across a lounge with an assortment of old dusty furniture and a disused piano with broken keys. Renee went to explore the kitchen beyond, yelling out a horrified scream, "Rats!" and came running back out to Esme. "We have enough footage now, Ez. Should we just go? This place is making me feel icky." Esme rolled her eyes in exasperation. "What about the rest of the house?" Esme dragged Renee to the foot of the stairs, and they both tentatively climbed each step, hoping it would hold their weight. "When in doubt, keep filming," Esme whispered to Renee as they made their way to the second floor. The temperature felt like it dropped several degrees up there. Esme shivered and pulled her jersey tighter around her. "We'll just get a few videos and be done," Esme decided, turning to confer with Renee. Only, she wasn't there. "Renee?" Esme called out, peering into the rooms. The first two were completely empty. The third was a bathroom with a broken toilet and a bath, its curtain black with grime and shattered sink with a smashed mirror. "Ha ha, Renee!" Esme shouted into the gloom. "Very funny!" She stepped into the last room, another bedroom. It looked to be a children's room, judging by the old dollhouse and a collection of old and decaying teddies on the bed. Esme shone her torch into every crook of the room and stopped as she got to the last corner by the window. Crouched low with her back to her was Renee. "Renee!" Esme called out in relief. "What are you doing?" Renee slowly turned, and Esme came to the sudden, horrifying realization that it wasn't Renee at all. The creature's face was completely decomposed, with eyes as black as pits, its mouth hanging limp and open. Its teeth were like jagged fangs, its rancid breath permeating the room. She was skeletal and hunched in stature, just staring at Esme with a hungry curiosity. Esme was paralyzed with fear and could barely breathe. Her heart was pounding painfully in her ears. She felt the blood coursing through her veins and the feeling of utter dread like a stone in the pit of her stomach. The hunched figure was breathing obscenely from the corner, waiting to make a move, waiting to pounce. Esme slowly backed out of the room, barely daring to make a sound. The figure remained crouched in the corner, but began making an appalling sound, like a fox being slaughtered. It was laughing. Esme screamed and ran as fast as she could down the stairs, feeling rather than seeing the figure pursuing her. She tripped as she got to the second to last step and fell with a loud thump on the bottom. She could see the figure on all fours right behind her, making that terrible sound of excitement as it came upon its victim. Esme could feel the pain from the fall in her very soul, but she made herself stumble up and made the final dash back through the window to safety. She felt the creature grab her leg as she climbed out, but kicked as hard as she could and got herself free. Esme managed to escape with her life. A later investigation revealed Renee's body hidden in the bathtub in the bathroom Esme had gone into. Renee's body was beyond that rotting curtain, completely mutilated. Horrifyingly, Esme was only inches from Renee's body. Renee's phone was recovered with the footage containing the crouched figure hiding in the bath, confirming Esme's unbelievable story. And that, listeners, was the house on the corner. Eek. Talk about a story that will make you not want to go trick-or-treating anytime soon. Or, I guess, not go nosing around other people's houses while you're supposed to be trick-or-treating. Either way, I think I'll leave my crowbar at home this year. Do you guys have any good trick-or-treating stories? haunted house stories? Have you ever seen a creature like what Esme encountered? If so, you should tell me about it. I love hearing your stories, after all. You can always find me on socials at Haunted Horror Historian, or you can also just send me an email with your story at hauntedhorrorhistorian@gmail.com. I'm afraid I have to get back to my decorating for Halloween, so that's all we have time for this week. But don't fret, there's a special Halloween episode coming out in the following days. I think it's going to be a scream. So make sure you tune in. But until then, listeners, stay spooky, get excited, and remember,
sometimes it's more than just a story.